neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We see the older son. What was his name?
Esav.
So all of a sudden we see his name is changed. So they issued a new birth certificate. Who changed his name?
Yaakov. He said Edom because he wanted the red suit.
Where does it say Yaakov? Who changed Esav's name? Yaakov?
People? Yeah, because he said and then told him Edom.
How do you learn this? Who changed Esav's name? So we have two ideas so far, Yaakov and people.
Who changed it?
His name became Edom, right?
Yes, Yaakov.
Yaakov?
Yeah.
What does it say?
When he gave him the Yentov suit.
Then doesn't it says Al Ken Gara Shemo Edom? He says Yaakov changed his name?
Singular. He said called him Edom, means that the only person was there was Yaakov with him.
Then Esav accepted? Yeah?
That I don't know. It could be that he called himself Edom.
He did?
Gara Shemo.
Chazaka Baruch, beautiful. Bah bah bah. Very nice. You like that?
Who called himself?
Himself. Make sense? Hazaka Baruch. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, actually, he himself called his name Edom.
After the 8 days?
Yeah. Well, it's in the process. So now, first of all, this matter needs a little bit of investigation. First of all, he says, what did he eat anyway? What did he eat? Lentil?
Yeah.
Lentil. Yeah, he's healthy, yeah. So now, here, the first question that we should ask, what's the first question we should ask?
Why he has to change his name?
No, that's we...
Why he changed his name?
No, that we finalize and it's accepted, you know. Now we go to the round two. The first question is, should he be called by what he ate or how he ate it? How he ate it?
Like Calabi
Edom,
it could be animal.
So how did he
eat it? Poured in my mouth. Poured
it. Horse water. Yeah, to be poured like
horse kitchen.
No. He like.
Shoto.
Yeah, like a camel. Yeah, like a camel needs assistant. He cannot eat himself, so they pour it in his throat.
Yes.
So now here. His request was that Yaakov bin Olam Shalom will pour it in his throat. So now, which name would fit him better? Well, no. You call him Halata, the way he ate it. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. You call him that. But here we see he picked Edom. So that's the first question. And then the status of the lentil soup, what status was it?
Hot.
Hot, yes. What else?
Red.
It was reddish, yeah. What else? You know the size of the lentil soup too?
It depends.
Yeah.
It's jalapeno also.
No, it's fixed. No, we did teshuva. So now here there's a term that is used. It's very interesting. It says aliteni na. What is aliteni na means?
Please.
Yeah, that's one of the messages. The na is please. And the other one is
now.
Now in English they use now. They got it from Hebrew. Now, and the third message here is as we have in Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach says that you should not eat it not cooked. Na. Na means not cooked. So here it says, I'll eat any na. That means, whatever it is, even though that is not cooked, pour it in my mouth. Now, who would eat not cooked food? Huh? But he's supposed to be, human being. Not son of Yitzchak only. He sees the clouds of glory over his Imma's tent every day. This is the Shekhinah. How can you act like this?
That doesn't matter.
Why?
Because it's not affecting. He did so many other things.
No, but we have to go to the root, see what the problem is. We have to find out what happened all of a sudden.
I don't worship
him. So now, here, we see he came home. It was Ayev. So now here, the first time in the whole Torah, we see the term that is called
Ayev.
What does Ayev mean?
Tired.
Worn out. Tired. Chastishadam. Yeah. So here we see a very important thing. You know why Esau went through this disaster? Because he was depressed. He was unhappy. When people, they don't have simcha, they become tired, they worn out, they become paralyzed. So here, not realizing this is not a cooked food, it's not ready. So he just wanted to relieve himself. And we see here, Torah Moshe is teaching us, he was not named after how he ate it. He was named after
what
he ate. Why? Because that's a big problem that one Chassid Shalom, without even realizing, and he runs away. Not only that it's hard for him to be happy, he doesn't want anybody to make him happy. So let me alone. I want to be depressed. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to sing. And they run away. And here you see, Esav could be one of the Avot HaGedoshim, as we say, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and he should be Elokei Esav. So what happened here? That's it. Why? Because he was depressed. He was not happy. And that's what the Ayef means. Ayefut. The tiredness comes. Why? Because you give up. You're hopeless. You don't have any strength. But why? What's the use? I worked so hard. I put so much time for all my energy. Bichodi. Forget it. It's a waste of time. But here's all Asat Yatzara. So that means without realizing, you become reddish. Reddish. Like a dome. Why? Because that's what the trap of Yitzhara is. And that's what the whole solution here is. When he comes to attack you, you have to gain more energy. Push him away. And don't let him, Chas v'Shalom, to paralyze you and make you tired. The whole sign that somebody is in the trap of the Esav and the Edom is when he feels there's no use for it. I give up. I don't want to do it again. So what happened? I did all of this work. And that's what the trap is. As soon as you hear these things, you have to get it out of your system. Quickly. Quickly. Don't give it even a minute. And that's what exactly we have to always be on guard. And Chas v'Shalom, don't let this term come to our system. And the
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.